So what you're asking is a really good question. If on the one hand I'm relating to Ishtadlus as just a tax that's completely unrelated to actually making anything happening, and the basics of Emunah teach me that Einod Milvada, that Hashem takes care of anything and everything. So in a sense, how do I relate to my own responsibilities? As the examples you give, a husband signs in the Ketubah that he's going to take care of his wife. In a sense, he can maybe now use Emunah as an excuse to absolve himself from that obligation, because he can just say, look, it's not my responsibility in truth. It's Hashem's responsibility. And the truth is that this is the very, very dangerous aspect of Emunah, where if one doesn't learn the Torah sources properly and follow the correct guidance of a Torah approach, one can use Emunah as an excuse to avoid responsibility. The starting point of everything in this world is that Adam, like the verse says, right at the base, the end of the Beis Halevi explains it beautifully, the Beis Halevi and Bitachan, Adam le'amal yulad, man was made to toil, period. This world is a place to toil. It's a place for every single one of us that we have to work hard and we have to take responsibility of our actions and the consequences and everything that that entails. And as the Midrash says, the Midrash there comments on that verse, that those that make their toil in the area, in the spiritual endeavors, in the areas of Torah and mitzvah, etc., Hashem will then remove much of the toil that would have been required for the physical areas, because they're already toiling in other areas. And that's how the Beis Halevi ends. That's how we have to relate to realizing, in terms of our responsibilities, if sometimes a person can get so caught up in there, how am I going to make the parnos? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? And we forget Hashem. We leave him out the picture. And then Hashem does make it very busy and difficult to be busy with those things. Whereas if a person would focus more on the spiritual endeavors, Hashem would remove some of the need to be so, so involved in that area. But regardless, that doesn't change. The responsibility never changes. So let's say a parent to a child. A parent is responsible to look after their children. If they brought them into the world, they're responsible to look after their child. They can't just say, listen, you're on your own from a very young age. Hashem will look after you. They have to realize they're the ones responsible. And the same way, you know, the example you give of a husband in the Ketubah, he's responsible to look after the family. He's responsible to provide for his wife, etc. However, the question is, how does he relate to that responsibility? Does he say, listen, I'm responsible, and therefore, what is his mode of ishtadlus? You know, some people's, and this becomes very subjective. The bottom line with this is a person has to talk to Hashem to ask for clarity, exactly what is the absolute truth in their situation. You know, not please Hashem help me that I shouldn't use Emunah as an excuse to not take care of my responsibilities, whilst at the same time, please Hashem help me to relate to Emunah in the right way, that I don't, God forbid, move to the side of Avodah Zarah thinking that I'm in control. This is the very delicate topic of Ishtadlus, when a person is responsible for something. So now, how do you relate to that responsibility? I have to provide for the family. So do I go now, God forbid, this can happen to a person, and it happens to some people, they literally leave Hashem completely out the picture and think that they're completely in control, and they think they're doing a great mitzvah of taking responsibility of the family, but they've left Hashem completely out the picture. In a sense, they're being very irresponsible, because in truth, they do not provide for the family. In absolute truth, it's Hashem that takes complete care of everyone, and our responsibility is, the person who's in charge, is to reach out to Hashem and ask him, Hashem, please provide for my family. And if a person's negating that responsibility, even if though it's there's a certain cover-up that makes them feel good that they're doing a certain sense of ishtadlus and looking after the family, but to a large part, they've negated their responsibility tremendously. Again, Hashem is very smart in the way that he makes the world look, that it can seem to continue to run in a successful way. Again, this is the whole topic of Ishtadlus, that Hashem can make it, that a person, it looks like almost like a person is doing just his Ishtadlus, he's leaving Hashem out the picture and everything's going well, he's providing his parnasa, etc. One day when they get to the next world, they'll find out the real story of what happened in the situation, and how in truth they really didn't take responsibility for the situation, because they left Hashem completely out the picture, and Hashem was just making a cover up of making it look like the Ishtadlus was working, etc. In truth, if we're not reaching out to Hashem, if we're leaving Hashem out the picture, we're very, very, very irresponsible, because then we're really not doing our Ishtadlus. Now again, the balance of how much ishtadlus, in addition to how much prayer to Hashem a person has to make, that's going to be a very subjective field. The highest levels will be just go completely to Hashem, as we've learned many times in the course on ishtadlus and the many other times that we've discussed. A person still takes full responsibility, and if a wife comes to the husband and says, listen, how are we going to get parnosa? That's a valid question from her point of view. From his point of view now, he's responsible to take care of it. But the question is, how is he going to take care of it? And like I say, in many other areas, or wife's responsibility to her husband in the many other ways that she has, or parents to a child, or the many other things that we have in the world. The question is not, do I have to take responsibility? He's shtadlus, the opportunity to have emunah. And sometimes the growth in emunah and sometimes holding back from a little bit of ishtadlus should never be used as an excuse to avoid responsibility. God forbid. The whole point of this world is to take responsibility. And just to take that a little bit further, in a large way, the whole point of our existence is about taking responsibility about our future. About that, all of these things. If a person's just doing ishtadlus and forgetting Hashem out the picture, that they're really irresponsible to the point that they're caring about these 100 years they're going to live in this world. But when it comes to their eternity, they've been completely irresponsible. They haven't dealt with it, and they're going to have to face the consequences for that. So again, just to summarize what we've said, emunah must never be used. The opportunity to emunah must never be used as an excuse to avoid having to take responsibility. What does taking responsibility mean? So it means numerous things. The most important thing it means is going to Hashem and asking for help, and asking how what does my responsibility entail? The Chazon Ish says that 50% of the mitzvah of ishtadlus is tefillah, is davening to Hashem. So already that is something big. Now how much, and thereafter for most of us, also to make practical efforts for whatever we're trying to, let's say it's parnosa, so the practical efforts in parnosa. However, that line of how much hishtadlus, practical hishtadlus, am I supposed to make? So that's going to be very subjective to how much emunah a person has. And the bottom line of that should be, a person should be asking Hashem, again, please help me that I should have clarity in not doing too much ishtadlus, which really could borderline on avodah zarah if I have the wrong perspective. Whilst at the same time, not use emunah as to be a cop out and to ignore the mitzvah and the obligation I have to make a practical ishtadlus. So please, Hashem, help me to find the right line. But at the same time, to appreciate and understand that taking responsibility is not always, that doesn't just mean when I say I need to take responsibility for my situation, that doesn't mean, like people in the Western world often say, I need to go make a practical hishtadlus. It doesn't only mean that. It actually, much before that, it means I'm dealing with Hashem, I'm speaking to Him, I'm trying to find absolute clarity of what is truly right according to Hashem's perspective, according to Torah values. And then in addition to that, to make a practical effort, etc. And once one's doing that, then Bezrat Hashem, we should all be zoche to fulfill our like the pasuk says, that Adam la'amal yulad, man was made to toil in the right way in this world. And to Bezrat Hashem, Hashem should show us what's the correct areas we're meant to work hard in and take responsibility in. And Bezrat Hashem, we should all have clarity of how much ishtadlus we're supposed to make in order to fulfill that responsibility that we have in every one of us in our own lives, whilst at the same time not going too far to the left, not going too far to the right, and just the main thing, fulfilling our purpose of this world, succeeding in our emunah.